A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Friday, May 7th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Sunny skies in downtown Salt Lake City, though it is a bit breezy, 82 degrees.
Road work causing a little slowing on I-80 in Sugar House. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, local businesses are being reminded that they have the ability to report unemployment recipients who refuse a job offer. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
Those on unemployment are currently eligible for an extra $300 a week until early September. Downtown Bar and Bistro owner Kirk Benson says it's hard to compete with that when interviewing potential hires.
They're like, well, let me compare the money I'm making on unemployment compared to what I'm going to make with you.
Zions Bank VP Robert Spenlove agrees that this is becoming more of a widespread problem.
It's really constraining the ability of the labor market to expand, of employers to find people.
Officials with the Department of Workforce Services are encouraging business owners to submit investigation requests on their website as needed. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
This Mother's Day could be a recipe of success for the restaurant industry. Unlike last year, due to the pandemic, eateries across the country are now seeing a surge in reservations.
Every week, we see people that are very clearly coming out for the first time since before the pandemic started.
Paul Kincaid manages a restaurant in Richmond, Virginia. He also says they are seeing an increase in customers at his business. One of the defendants charged in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol wants to call his mother. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
His attorney said Eric Munchell has not communicated with his mother since January 10th and would like to call his mother on Mother's Day. He's out on bail, but the court has prohibited him from speaking to others charged in the January 6th insurrection, and his mother, Lisa Eisenhart, was also charged for her role in storming the Capitol. In a letter to the judge, the defense attorney said Munchell agrees to refrain from discussing any aspect of the case during a Mother's Day call. Munchell was photographed carrying zip ties into the Capitol. Prosecutors said he also brought a taser. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A Utah man who was charged with attacking officers at the Capitol on January 6th will be evaluated for mental competency. Landon Kenneth Copeland swore and screamed during a court hearing yesterday. He screamed during his virtual hearing that the government is killing people and taking 70% of his income through taxes. The judge had him muted. Copeland is accused of shoving officers and pushing a fence at them on the grounds of the Capitol. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. President Biden is responding to the latest job numbers today. The U.S. added just 266,000 jobs. That's much lower than March's numbers and economists' expectations. The president spoke to reporters at the White House and was asked about the impact of unemployment benefits.
Do you believe enhanced unemployment benefits had any effect on diminishing a return to work in some categories?
No, nothing measurable.
The president also says the economy is moving more rapidly than he thought it would. Stay tuned to KSL News Radio. We will dive in depth with more of the president's comments on the jobs numbers coming up in 10 minutes. A federal grand jury is indicting four former Minneapolis police officers. They're accused of violating George Floyd's constitutional rights. That's according to indictments unsealed this morning. The officers are charged for their failure to provide Floyd with medical care. Derek Chauvin is one of the four. He was convicted of murder and manslaughter last month in Floyd's death. He has yet to be sentenced. Chauvin is also charged in a second indictment stemming from the arrest and neck restraint of a 14-year-old boy in 2017. A big development ahead of a gubernatorial race next year in Atlanta. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is not seeking re-election.
If the race for mayor were held today, I would win this race without a runoff. That's not me making it up. I've seen the poll numbers.
She says she's leaving open the possibility of running for another office. Mayor Bottoms was one of President Biden's top picks for running mate last summer. Other national stories KSL is following this half hour. A first-of-its-kind graduation for the Marine Corps in California. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Forward! Never before have men and women graduated together at the Marine Corps San Diego Boot Camp. Males and females training together and graduating together at the Recruit Depot. Private First Class Emily Zamudio is among the women graduating.
Yes, I was in pain. Yes, I was struggling, but I got through it, you know, thanks to my sisters as well, who also pushed me through.
The gender-integrated training is seen by the Marine Corps as a proof of concept to show it can be done on the West Coast again in the future. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Commencement ceremonies at the University of Utah continue through tomorrow, even though the general commencement ceremony took place last night. Utah Jazz star Donovan Mitchell delivered the keynote address.
What would be possible if we brought the same curiosity and open-minded interests that we bring to studying chemistry or computer science or business and applied it to listening to one another? With respect and learning from viewpoints that are different from our own.
Mitchell spent much of his time advising students not to pay too much attention to the negative voices that they will encounter throughout life. University of Utah also awarded President Russell M. Nelson an honorary doctoral degree during commencement. Besides being president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, he is also a world-renowned former heart surgeon. Dixie State University and Westminster College have their commencements today. Coming up on KSL, the latest from the CEO of Peloton on those treadmill recalls and a look at your noontime drive.
We do have emergency crews blocking a right lane of traffic due to a medical problem. This is going to be on I-215 South Belt in Taylorsville. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Dave. Let's not worry about Big Brother. Let's just make the decision ourselves.
Dejanovic.
I'm going to lay out how these programs in several states work.
Catch Dave and Debbie at their new expanded time.
Between 9 and noon.
Tell your favorite smart speaker. Play KSL News Radio.
Remodel the kitchen. Spruce up the yard. Consolidate debt. With a home equity line of credit from Mountain America Credit Union, you can get things done. Take advantage of the flexibility and fast financing decisions. And for a limited time, get a special introductory rate. Loans on approved credit, equal housing lender. Get details and apply for your Mountain America home equity line of credit at macu.com/HELOC. Mountain America Credit Union, guiding you forward.
You step on the trail. The harmony begins. Each footfall its own percussion. The trees swaying in the breeze, like notes echoing in the concert hall. As you climb, momentum builds. The music surrounds you. You're there. The peak. The finale. The symphony is everywhere. Experience a live performance at a Bravenal Hall or stream from the comfort of your home. Learn more at utahsymphony.org. Coming up in May at Abravanel Hall, Beethoven's Symphony 1 and guest soloist Damare McGill perform Jolivet's Suite en Concert, May 20th through the 22nd. And our 2021 season concludes with Copeland's Appalachian Spring, May 27th through 29th. Tickets starting at as little as $15 are on sale now. Get yours at utahsymphony.org.
Live Utah Symphony performances are back. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org. Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top story this half hour, the U.S. only added 266,000 new jobs last month. Local business owners are now being reminded that if someone on unemployment refuses a job offer, they do have the ability to report them. Peloton is blaming improper use of their treadmills after they recalled the products. Several injuries and at least one death are blamed on the machines. The company's CEO, John Foley, gave an update this morning.
Through working with the CPSC, what we're doing now is saying we can add additional safety features, whether it's software features or hardware features, that can make them even safer, industry-leading safe, so that even when they're used improperly, children don't get hurt.
Foley says the products are incredibly safe when used properly. BYU men's volleyball team is headed to the NCAA National Championship. The Cougars held off Lewis in the semifinal last night. Coach Sean Olmsted told reporters it was a fun match to be a part of. They will move on to face number one seed Hawaii tomorrow night. Will the Utah Jazz make it to the NBA Finals? Host of Inside the NBA on TNT, Ernie Johnson, is hopeful.
Utah is going to the finals.
Oh!
That's big right there.
Oh, I knew that. Johnson made the prediction last night. The Jazz face off against the Nuggets tonight with six games left in the season. Hogle Zoo will no longer require masks outdoors. They are still required when indoors. This includes bathrooms, any animal encounter, and the gift shop. The zoo is still limiting capacity, and they're asking guests to remain socially distant from others. Thousands respond to an offer to help the National Park Service thin a bison herd in the Grand Canyon. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
There are spots for just 12 volunteers, but the Park Service got 45,000 applications. Since there are so many, the department will randomly draw 25 names. The St. George News reports the first dozen of those 25 who submit a packet of information will be selected. That dozen will then help thin the herd, but it's not going to be easy. The bison are on the north rim of the canyon, which is at about 8,000 feet in elevation, and the shooters will have to retrieve the bison on foot, not being allowed to use motorized transportation or stock animals. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Let's get you up to date on the drive. Good afternoon, Ricky. Welcome to Friday.
Oh, happy Friday, Maria. Not too bad of a start on your noontime drive on the Valley Freeways. No real delays. We have some slowing, but it's due to road work. So anytime you're going by a construction zone, there's usually a reduced speed anyway. This is going to be eastbound I-80 as you're going from 13th over to 2300 east. Again, no major backups. Now, we do have a medical situation in traffic, and emergency crews are sticking out into that right lane of traffic. This is on I-215's Belt Route in the Taylorsville area. It's right in that bend south of 4700 south, and as you're turning to go eastbound on the South Belt, that right lane is blocked to traffic, but again, traffic so light in the area, it's not causing any kind of backups. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman is here with the latest on our weather.
Warm temperatures, breezy in the 80s, but clouding up in the afternoon. Some thunderstorms and showers possible tonight. It's a lot cooler tomorrow with sunshine into the low 60s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and 81 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, President Biden is setting a positive tone about today's job numbers. We will go in depth coming up right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
You may have heard the name, but who is Biosafety Solutions? In today's world, when viruses and bacteria are on everyone's mind, Biosafety Solutions is the name you should get to know. Biosafety Solutions provides a suite of products to protect you and your loved ones against viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. Biosafety Solutions products are proven to combat COVID-19 and any of its variants. They protect your home, your kids, your workplace. And Biosafety Solutions has personal solutions for when you travel, whether you're in a car, on a plane, a bus, or even on a cruise ship. When you get social and go to the movies, watch a game, or go to church, Biosafety Solutions is there. From the air you breathe to the surfaces you touch, their products are designed to protect you from any biohazard you might come in contact with. Don't just be safe, be biosafe. Visit biosafetysolutions.com. That's biosafetysolutions.com. Or call 801-997-9111 for more information.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, or Drain Cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions to find your career and what makes is different. Call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
When will it come? Plumbing troubles all gone.
If you talk and they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you. You
can do it if you try. KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Some local business owners say they're having a hard time finding new hires and unemployment benefits may be to blame. I'm KSL News Radio's John Mochak.
Second, President Biden is reacting to the April jobs report, saying that we are still digging out of an economic collapse. The country added 266,000 jobs, which is far less than the nearly 1 million jobs that economists were expecting. Third, a look at our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
We have had some slowdowns southbound on I-15 going from Marriott-Slaterville into Ogden, but by the time you're hitting 31st Street and onto I-84 Riverdale, speeds open right back up. Not sure what was causing that spot of delay, a KSL traffic trooper alerting us, but no major slowdowns and no accidents reported. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Right now, 81 degrees downtown.
A lot of sunshine today in the 80s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
KSL News Time, 12:16. Time for the KSL In-Depth, a different perspective on the latest job numbers. President Biden spoke to reporters today on the latest numbers, striking a more positive tone than economists.
Quite frankly, we're moving more rapidly than I thought we would. This morning, we learned that our economy created 266,000 jobs in April. It hadn't been adjusted again yet, but that's what it says, 266. And listening to commentators today, as I was getting dressed, you might think that we should be disappointed. But when we passed the American Rescue Plan, I want to remind everybody, it was designed to help us over the course of a year, not 60 days, a year. We never thought that after the first 50 or 60 days, everything would be fine. Today, there's more evidence that our economy is moving in the right direction. But it's clear we have a long way to go. All told, our economy has added more than 1,500,000 new jobs since I took office. That's the most number of jobs created in the first 3 months of any presidency in our history. Just for perspective, in these 3 months before I got here, the economy added about 60,000 jobs a month, not 500,000. In the 3 months since I've been here, the economy has added 500,000 jobs per month. And this is progress. And it's a testament to our new strategy of growing this economy from the bottom up and the middle out. And it's a clear testament to why it's so needed. Today's report just underscores, in my view, how vital the actions we're taking are.
The president also says the U.S. is still digging out on an economic collapse.
The data shows that more workers are looking for jobs, and many can't find them. While jobs are coming back, there's still millions of people out there looking for work. And the idea that they don't want to work, most middle-class, working-class people that I know think the way my dad did. He used to say, and I know I'm repeating myself, but I'm going to continue to because I think it's critical. A job is a lot more than a paycheck, he'd say, Joey. It's about your respect, your dignity, your place in the community. More than a paycheck. It's people's pride. It's about being able to look your child in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay. I've never forgotten that. I've never forgotten those folks I grew up with. I think about them every day as president. They didn't have a lot of money, but they busted their necks their whole lives to take care of their families. And all they ever wanted was a shot, a fair shot of making it. Last month, there were 266,000 more Americans with dignity that comes for the job. And there are millions of Americans out there who, through no fault of their own, have been knocked flat on their back this past year. The virus stole their jobs. And I'm determined to give them a fighting chance. That's why I've been so focused on vaccinating the nation and getting our economy running again. That's why we fought so hard to pass the American Rescue Plan. And again, the American Rescue Plan was for the whole year.
And Boyd Matheson will bring us his perspective on the job numbers coming up at 12:35. So stay tuned for that. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese is standing by in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've had some heavy and slow traffic southbound I-15 in Weber County. It looks like it's easing. Not even really sure what caused it. It was as you were going from about 12th Street in Ogden down to 31st Street. Right now, it's also moving and shifting a little further south. You're not going to see better speeds and traffic thinning out until you're passing, I'm going to say, about the Ogden-Hinckley Airport. So after 31st Street, it's still just a little busy, and then it eases up. Now, the rest of the Valley Freeway is actually looking pretty good. We have had medics on the scene of a situation where we've had trouble in traffic attending to someone and blocking a right lane of traffic. This is in Taylorsville. It's right in the bend where the west belt going southbound turns to go eastbound. And really, it's only a right lane of traffic that's blocked, so it's not even causing delays. Now's the time to get that new car with rates near all-time lows. Get an auto loan from Hercules Credit Union. Visit HerculesCU.com for details. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at your seven-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Breezy, warm today in the 80s. Some thunderstorms possible tonight. Keep your eyes out for the possibility of lightning. And then it's cool tomorrow, but it's sunny, 62. Sunshine on Mother's Day, 63. Clouds on Monday, 64. We'll get some showers and storms that day as well. 63 the high on Tuesday with partly cloudy skies. And then the sun comes out after that, 75 Wednesday, 80 Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's a bit breezy and 81 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Markets have been on a positive track again today. Right now, the Dow is up by more than 200 points. The NASDAQ up more than 100. We'll check your money news. Complete update coming up at 12:25.
Don't miss the sizzling summer sales event at Volkswagen Southtown. Every new and used car purchase gets you a road trip getaway, including hotel stay, gas card, and dining, so you can take your family on that vacation you've been missing. I know you love traveling around as much as I do. Come in and get a new or used car at Volkswagen Southtown. Town and head out on a summer road trip, or choose as low as 0% for up to 6 years on new cars, or get as low as 0.9 on used cars. The weather is warming up and the deals have never been hotter. And have you seen our new electric Volkswagen ID.4 SUV? It's fast, powerful, and a fraction of the cost of other electric vehicles. Build and reserve yours today on our website with only a $100 deposit, or come check it out at Volkswagen Southtown. We have an incredible selection of cars, trucks, SUVs, in all makes and models. Get to Volkswagen Southtown during the sizzling summer sales event and get ready for your summer road trip. Visit VWSouthtown.com for details.
Financing through VCI OAC. See dealer for details.
When you have a medical emergency, you can be confident choosing the ER at Mountain West Medical Center. You'll find an accredited chest pain center for heart attack symptoms, a level 4 trauma center, and specialists in general surgery and orthopedics. Plus our 30-minute pledge. Emergencies can't wait. Mountain West Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you. Call 911 for medical emergencies. Specialists are employed and independent members of the medical staff.
Live at the Eccles presents The Music of Andrew Lloyd Webber. 8 performances through May 15th, beginning tonight at 8 p.m. For tickets, visit liveattheeccles.com. Socially distanced seating, face covering required.
This portion of our news is sponsored by Volkswagen Southtown. Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthtown.com. KSL News Time 12:24. A tense hostage standoff at a bank came to an end overnight. ABC's Dave Packer reports.
The suspect holding 5 hostages at a Wells Fargo bank in St. Cloud. Outside police and FBI negotiators. Special Agent in Charge Michael Paul.
We brought specialists with us to help address the incident at hand, including our tactical team, our crisis negotiators, and evidence response technicians.
The suspect releasing 4 hostages, and when a 5th made a dash for the door, police and FBI moved in. St. Cloud Police Chief Blair Anderson indicating negotiations paid off.
Peaceful resolution. The best possible outcome we could have had.
No one hurt. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Authorities say the suspect had a prior dispute with the bank. Watching Utah's Money, it's sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. We now know the rules cruise lines will have to follow as they bring back trial cruises. The CDC says each practice cruise must have at least 10% capacity. Also, no one under 18 on the ship. Everyone will also have to be fully vaccinated or medically exempt from getting the vaccine. Disney World will stop taking the temperature of guests. Universal Orlando will also end the practice, citing advice from the CDC. KSL drives. Tesla probably won't reach full self-driving ability by the end of the year. The car maker told the California regulator that they just aren't there yet. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 218 points, sitting at 34,766, again in record-breaking territory. The S&P up by 30 points and the NASDAQ up by 109. Heads up, that giant 23-ton out-of-control piece of Chinese rocket could return to Earth tomorrow. ABC's Gio Benitez has more on the story.
The Department of Defense now on high alert. The Secretary of Defense Thursday seeming to send a message to China.
I think this speaks to the fact that for those of us who operate in the space domain, that there is a requirement, there should be a requirement to operate in a safe in thoughtful mode.
The Pentagon saying right now there aren't plans in place to shoot the rocket down. Gio Benitez, ABC News, New York.
And a check of your noontime drive coming up next, KSL News Time, 1226.
This budget debate isn't going away.
People are going to get direct checks. Help is on the way.
I think it was a spending spree the country did not need.
Neither is the traffic.
104th South will be closed at Bangor for the next 6 months.
And the world's problems, they're not going anywhere either.
The United States cannot sit by and allow China excess influence on global organizations.
Your favorite KSL hosts are on top of it.
Tim and Amanda all morning. Jeff Kaplan. As you drive home,
they're Utah's all-day companions
for news.
Hello, it's the professionals at CertaPro Painters with a wake-up call. Painting season is here. So if your home has peeling, cracking, or fading paint, inside or out, and you've been meaning to get it painted, call the proven, trusted experts at CertaPro Painters today. A fresh coat of paint or a brand new color can turn the home you love into the pride of the neighborhood. CertaPro Paint professionals take care of every detail, prepping, painting, and finishing on time, worry-free. Doesn't the home you love deserve the kind of service you can count on? Before you hit the snooze button, go to CertaPro.com today. That's Certa with a C for a free estimate so you can get your painting project started. Each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated.
It started off as a normal day. I felt fine when I arrived at the plant.
Ruth Junius's life was about to change.
Then I dropped my keys. They kept slipping out of my hand. My arm felt numb. A coworker asked me if I was okay, and I couldn't speak. I started to get scared.
Ruth was having a stroke. People around her weren't sure what to do.
They thought I should go home or lie down, but I knew something was very wrong. I wrote 911 on a piece of paper with my other hand, and someone called for me.
Because everyone acted quickly, doctors at the hospital were able to give Ruth treatment that started to reverse the symptoms.
Within a few minutes, I was talking again. I didn't know a thing about stroke before I had one. Now I make sure that my friends and family know all the signs of stroke, so they'll get help fast if they need it.
No stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. Call 1-800-352-9424 for more information. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, National Institutes of Health.
KSL News Time, 1229. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Medical trouble in traffic. This is in Taylorsville. It's really about eastbound on the South Belt prior to Redwood Road. But the medics have left the scene. They've opened up that right lane of traffic. What's left is just out of traffic on the right shoulder. They'll be pulling away any moment now. We do have an accident in Ogden, southbound Wall Avenue at about 3700 South 38th Street in that vicinity. It's been blocking a right lane of traffic. Overall, I-15 in good shape. Both directions, no accidents, no delays between Ogden and Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the latest on your forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Well, we've been nice and warm here, and of course, windy as well. Clouds moving in this afternoon, and some thunderstorms and showers possible this evening. And then it's going to be a lot cooler for tomorrow. Tomorrow's high only 62, but we'll get sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's breezy in downtown Salt Lake City, and right now, 81 degrees. KSL's top story this half hour. An outpouring of support for people in Rigby, Idaho, after a sixth grade girl opened fire on the school grounds, injuring three people. Some students say they're not sure if they need grief counseling, but they're glad that it's available. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with details. Paul?
And Maria, some students are still trying to wrap their heads around what happened yesterday. Seventh grader Michaela Dean says that her teacher was able to keep her classmates calm after rushing everyone into the closet after the shots were fired.
When we got out of the closet, me and my friend were kind of shaking a little bit, and a couple of my friends were just really upset and kind of didn't know how to think about this, you know, because it's kind of traumatizing.
Now, she says she doesn't believe she's going to need the grief counseling. However, she's not sure about her friends that actually might need it. Her mother, Melissa Dean, says people in Rexburg have been asked to shop in the town of Rigby as a sign of support to the town. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The man accused of shooting a homeless person living in a tent in Salt Lake City is charged with aggravated murder. William Clark was arrested in Magna on April 28th after a long standoff with police. Police say Clark attempted to kidnap his former girlfriend who was living with the victim. He faces 25 years to life if convicted. KSL's top national stories this half hour. A federal grand jury has indicted four former Minneapolis police officers for their alleged role in the death of George Floyd. ABC's Mark Remillard reports.
Derek Chauvin, Tu Tao, J. Alexander King, and Thomas Lane are all facing federal charges stemming from the death of George Floyd. In count one of the indictment, Chauvin is charged with deprivation of rights under color of law, alleging his use of force against Floyd deprived Floyd of his rights to be free from unreasonable seizure and unreasonable use of force by a police officer. Count two names Tu Tao and J. Alexander King with the same charge for failing to intervene. And finally, all four are named in a third charge for failing to render any medical aid to Floyd. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
A reality check on immigration. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas of Homeland Security says the border remains closed, but he also says conditions for unaccompanied children have improved.
Rather than a custody period of approximately 139 hours, they are here for approximately 24 hours.
Secretary Mayorkas is visiting a migrant processing facility in Donna, Texas this afternoon. Other national stories we are following. Planning on getting flowers for that mother in your life this weekend? Well, get ready to pay more. ABC's Alex Stone tells us why.
At the California Flower Mall in downtown L.A., business is booming right now, but Mark Chatiff, president of the Flower Mall, says no matter where you are, expect to pay more for flowers this year because the biggest rose-growing country had issues like the entire world has had.
Post-pandemic issues, Colombia had a lot of issues with labor sources. The farms had to be literally shut down last year.
And then add to it,
they've had some severe weather changes down there that have caused, has made it more difficult to build a robust crop.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
2020 meant people could not visit their older loved ones in their senior centers or retirement homes or assisted living facilities around Utah. But this Mother's Day is so different. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Facilities around Utah are expecting many visitors this weekend, and they welcome them back. Utah's older residents were among the first to get vaccinated, and COVID cases and deaths plummeted. The president of the Utah Assisted Living Association, Scott Monson, says there's a good energy in the buildings now.
People are seeing their loved ones again, and they're able to visit and have a degree of normalcy come back into play where they can continue that family relationship.
Monson says the guidelines say if everyone is vaccinated, they can take off their masks and hug each other and talk and be in the same room. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Lagoon is no longer requiring masks. The Farmington theme park says it changed the policy after learning Utah reached the endgame benchmarks this week. Lagoon will continue recommending guests wear masks and will require them for employees, but the park says its 200 acres gives people plenty of room to spread out. Authorities in South Jordan are warning about a couple of very aggressive magazine salesmen. Details from KSL-TV's Mike Hedrick.
Every so often, a salesperson will come knocking at the door. They'll joke around. They're friendly, right? And why wouldn't they be? They're trying to sell you something. But about 30 seconds into the sales pitch, this young man trying to sell magazines, when he told him he was not interested, the male became very hostile. Two racial slurs, a couple of offensive adjectives, and homophobic name-calling.
Police say because there was no direct threat and action from the salesman, there's really nothing that they can do. A Nepalese Sherpa broke the record for most successful ascents of Mount Everest this week. 51-year-old Kami Rita has now gone up and down the world's highest peak 25 times. His first Everest climb was in 1994 and has helped groups reach the top nearly every year since then. Permits from Nepal and China were closed last year due to the pandemic. There are 43 groups permitted to climb Everest this year. Coming up on KSL, new jobs numbers for April are very low compared to last month. Boyd Matheson joins me next to discuss the slowdown in hiring, plus a look at your noontime drive.
And we do have new delays popping up southbound I-15 from 31st Street in Ogden to 5600 South Roy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
More news.
Markets in positive territory today.
And more inside sources.
We have a great war of words going on, but not a great war of action. Let's have this debate.
5 days a week.
An hour of news at noon.
And an expanded inside sources from 1 till 3. Afternoons.
On KSL News Radio.
You've saved and invested for retirement. That's a great start. But it's what you do with that money that really matters. How could you legally pay fewer taxes in retirement? How could you avoid losing tens of thousands of dollars in Social Security benefits? And how do you ensure you don't run through your entire life savings far too soon? Get the answers to these questions and more on Retirement Solutions Radio this Saturday afternoon at 3 on KSL News Radio.
I'm meteorologist Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story this half hour. Support is pouring into Rigby, Idaho, after a sixth grade girl is accused of opening fire, injuring three people yesterday in a middle school. Grief counseling is available for the students at that school today. KSL News Time, 1237. New job numbers today are much lower than economists' expectations. Boyd Matheson joins me now, and Boyd, so what? A slowdown in hiring? I mean, the president says, hey, this was expected, but the economists are going,
Yeah, it was a big miss. They predicted about a million new jobs would be added in April, and they missed that by about 750,000. And one of the interesting things that they're finding is that for a lot of people, they are better off, especially if you look at some of those entry-level positions or restaurant positions and so on. Many people are finding, well, you know what, it's better to just keep getting these government checks and stay home than it is to actually go in and engage. And to me, that's the real danger for the economy. We're going to talk about this on the show today of, you know, there is a need. There was a need for sure. But if we continue to give people exactly what they need to stay exactly where they are, this rush to help and alleviate the suffering of some often creates suffering for many. And I think that's where I worry about the economy. I've spoken this week to not just restaurant owners, hair salons, mechanic shops, tire centers, all kinds of places that can't hire because their people say, hey, I'm better off just staying at home
who
and taking a check.
Who would ever think that that would happen?
Yeah.
That you'd be better off.
Yeah. It's a scary thing. And it's sort of this thing that we call the cliff. We often see that in people who have dealt with intergenerational poverty or those who have been on the street. They may get some government assistance, and government has a role to play, to be sure. During a pandemic, it has a role to play. But often what happens is there's this cliff of if you re-engage in the workforce, you lose all these benefits, you lose all of this, and so you sort of get paralyzed. You get stuck with just what you need, and that's a scary place. And so what I'm talking about today is we've got to get to this glide path of ensuring people are incentivized and motivated to get back, because if the person doesn't start working at that job today, they're not going to get a promotion 6 months from now, and they're not going to get that next job and that next career opportunity a year from now. And that's a cycle that will really hurt the country.
It's a weird mentality, too, to me. I mean, I was always my work ethic's kind of crazy. Okay, I'm just going to say that out loud. I work too much.
And it's awesome.
But, I mean, where do you get to a point where it doesn't matter if you work? Like, you don't think it matters if you work or if you progress? Because, obviously, the government checks aren't going to come forever, and you aren't making any progress.
Yeah, it's the progress thing that we get lulled into this sense of, oh, hey, this is okay. This is okay. And before we know it, you get into that comfort zone mentality. We are a comfort zone nation for sure. Just look at the RV industry.
They didn't have my parents. My parents wouldn't, you know, they would never have heard of such
a
thing.
Yeah, coming from a family of 11 kids, for us, it was like, no, you'll go to work. You'll do your part. You'll do your share, whatever that is. And it is something that we've lost in the country a little bit. It is one of the things that worries me about the country is if we don't have that next generation who are going to lean in to that hard work, that ethic, and not just the work and not just the dollars and cents of making your own way, but that also causes you to look at your community differently. It also causes you to look at other people differently, like, wow, she has a really hard job. I admire that. Or, man, he's making a difference there. And I know he's working 12 hours a day and he's, you know, coaching Little League or whatever it is. And so it causes you to look at everyone else in the community, in the neighborhood, just a little bit different as well.
Right. Okay. We could go on and on.
We will.
Whatever happened to the satisfaction of doing a good job?
Yeah, nothing better. There is nothing better. And the only person who can never rest is the lazy person.
All right. Boyd Matheson,
thanks,
Inside
Maria.
Sources coming your way from 1 to 3. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Thanks for being patient with us. And Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
We do have some new problems, and almost all of them are up north. We have a crash. And a lot of vehicles seem to be involved with this one. And emergency crews are mostly to the right shoulder, but it is a bit of a tight squeeze. So if you're in Weber County, slowdowns are on southbound I-15 going from Ogden to Riverdale. Now, the crash is going to be just after the Riverdale Road I-84 junction, but prior to 5600 South Roy. Now that they're all out of traffic and mostly to the shoulder, we should start to see some of those delays ease up. We should. So we'll keep an eye on it and see what's happening. We also have an accident. This is going to be in Davis County, northbound 2000 West, 1400 North. The northbound lane of traffic is blocked and drivers are using the shoulder to get around. Then also in Davis County, an accident on southbound I-15, right about 1600 North Pages Lane in Centerville, but that one has been moved out of traffic. Fly on over to Box Elder County's Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. Stroll along the wetland wonders and marsh trails. Head downtown and check out the local shops and restaurants. Visit boxelder.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Warm, breezy today in the 80s. Some thunderstorms and showers possible tonight. Then it's a lot cooler with more sunshine tomorrow, 62. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, breezy sunshine, 82 degrees downtown. Coming up on Utah's new news, a Davis County man has earned the title of Lord of Maps. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has that story in this week's Heart of Utah. It's up next right here on KSL News Radio.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Where's your next adventure? How about Cedar City? It's a great time to hit some of the most beautiful trails around. If biking's your thing, enjoy the ride in Three Peaks Recreation Area or Thunderbird Canyons, or dust off your hiking boots for a little exercise.
topped off by stunning views of scenic Kolob Canyons and Cedar City's own Thor's Hideout Trails. Dying to get that side-by-side out of the garage? Cedar City has over 400 miles of designated OHV trails. National Park Adventure is easily found at nearby Bryson Zion. Hiking, biking, side-by-siding. You'll be hungry for more. Top off your adventure in one of Cedar City's delectable local restaurants. Or browse one of their fun downtown shops. The weather's great, and there's so much to do, see, and eat. All in Cedar City. Book your getaway today at visitcedarcity.com. That's visitcedarcity.com.
As we get older, things sometimes don't work as well as they used to. You can't sit very long without your knees hurting. Bending over, kneeling, or lifting can take a lot out of you as you age. But one of the most alarming things that comes with aging is the need to sell your home, pack up your belongings, which of course takes more bending, kneeling, and lifting, and then move because you can't climb stairs anymore. Really, why go through all that when you have the Active Joint Institute? Active Joint specializes in helping adults with joint pain and osteoarthritis improve their lives dramatically without surgery. You shouldn't have to sell your home because your knees hurt. You shouldn't stop loving what you do because your knees hurt, and surgery should be the last thing you think about because your knees hurt. Learn more about your knee pain and get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Feeling increasingly lonely right now? You're not alone. Try joining a virtual book club or scheduling an online coffee break with coworkers to connect.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
People in Rigby, Idaho say they're getting a big wave of support from other nearby cities after a sixth grader opens fire in the middle school. Some students say they're glad the district has made grief counselors available. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, most senior living facilities and assisted living centers are now open in Utah, meaning for many families this Sunday will be a very different Mother's Day than last year. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
That's going to be southbound I-15 in Weber County, where we have an accident prior to 5600 South. And Roy, you're going to see backups and slowing to 31st Street in Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Afternoon clouds moving in, 80s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
82 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
Today, Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas visiting a migrant facility in Donna, Texas, saying conditions for unaccompanied minors are improving. He also drove home the administration's policy on security.
The border remains closed.
Back in Washington, Vice President Kamala Harris held a virtual meeting with Mexico's president today, discussing ways to address the influx of migrants from Central America and root causes leading people to flee.
Mexico is our closest neighbor, and we share a border, of course, but we also share the values of dignity and respect.
The Labor Department showing 226,000 jobs were added last month, a weaker than expected report signaling even as businesses reopen, some are not hiring as quickly. If you're still looking for a gift this Mother's Day, prices for flowers could give you sticker shock. The pandemic still a thorny issue for Colombia, the biggest rose grower in the world. It says it's still recovering from labor issues along with weather affecting crops. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. A Davis County man is helping us find our place in the world with his hand-drawn maps. He's been named a BYU Entrepreneur of the Year and truly earned that title, Lord of Maps. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more in this week's Heart of Utah.
But I grab like a giant piece of paper.
Isaac Dushku has always loved doodling and drawing.
I use black for all the physical labels for the mountains, the rivers.
He posted one of his hand-drawn maps of Utah online, thinking maybe someone would like it.
And then pretty much with almost no delay, like tons and tons of requests started coming in. Essentially, it hasn't slowed down since then. And that was exactly a year ago.
He started the business lordofmaps.com, really as a way to beef up his resume for business school at BYU. Dushku was just named the 2021 Student Entrepreneur of the Year by the BYU Rollins Center.
I draw maps almost every day. all day, almost every day.
He's working his way up through drawing all 50 states and finds interesting patterns in state pride.
No, like people in the Pacific Northwest, like, love their states. People in the Midwest, like, depends, right? There's a ton of Minnesota pride. Illinois is a little bit struggling. Indiana, you know, recoups that. New Jersey's pretty good, you know, but nothing compares to the West, almost at a Texas level.
People also love his maps of New Zealand, England, and Ireland. Once he catches up with demand, he may try working on commission or taking requests.
If I'm doing a map of Minnesota, I pull up like 50 different maps on Google, and then I pull up Google Maps, like the satellite view, and I just like zoom in, and just like, wow. And basically, if you comment on one of my posts, like, it goes on the map.
Dushku thinks his maps are so popular because we love where we live, but we also want to learn about other places.
For me, it's always provided, like, you know, this kind of interesting little journey you can have in your brain inside your room, just looking at, you know, either a physical piece of paper or a map on the screen. But there's nothing quite like having a physical map. This is like someone's home. Somebody lives here, and I know nothing about it. And so I'm just going to learn. And then the moment you learn a map, you feel cool because you're like, oh, I know exactly where, you know, Bangladesh is or something like that.
In a way, his black and white and red labeled drawings are connecting us to each other and grounding us at home. Exactly what we needed this past year. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
To see video from this story and to catch up on others that you may have missed, search Heart of Utah on YouTube or at KSLNewsRadio.com. We do have an emergency traffic situation. Let's get the latest on your drive. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, those delays just are not clearing out. It's due to a crash on southbound I-15 just after Riverdale Road and prior to 5600 South Roy. It may be difficult. It's a little difficult to tell. So maybe they're partially sticking out into the right lane of traffic. I don't think so. Most of the vehicles involved look to be on the shoulder. But your delays are almost back to 31st Street in Ogden. And these delays are crawling along. So it's not necessarily the length of the delays, how far they stretch back, but the speeds of these slowdowns that are in place. Then in Salt Lake County, you actually have a very good drive, but Davis County, small accident on the southbound side of I-15 in Centerville. It's been moved over to the right. Make mom feel special this year with IFA's huge selection of flowers and other great gifts. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the seven-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
82 the high with a mix of sun and clouds and increasing clouds afternoon. Some storms possible tonight. Sunny tomorrow, but it's cooler, only 62 and 63 on Sunday, Mother's Day, and mostly sunny skies. More clouds on Monday with some showers and 64. 63, partly cloudy Tuesday. Then it really warms up. 75 the high on Wednesday with sunshine. 80 the high on Thursday with sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
A bit blustery in downtown Salt Lake City, 82 degrees.
Should you cover your air conditioner for the winter? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you don't need to cover it, but you're not hurting anything if you do. Unless you forget to uncover it in the spring when you turn your AC back on. Unfortunately, we get calls every year where homeowners forget to uncover their air conditioner. Do yourself a favor. Before you turn your AC on this year, take a few minutes and look around the outside unit and make sure it's clear of obstructions. Remove anything covering it. Make sure that the bushes and shrubs are trimmed back at least 18 to 24 inches and rinse off the coils with your garden hose. If you've tried those things and you find yourself with an air conditioner that still isn't working, consider calling Any Hour Services. We've put together an air conditioner troubleshooting special for any homeowners listening. For only $29, we'll send one of our certified HVAC technicians to your home to troubleshoot why your air conditioner isn't working, give you a summary of their findings, and present you with repair options. To find out why your air conditioner isn't working for only $29, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7600. That's 801-443-7600. Any Hour Services.
Bear Lake brings you spring like no other part of Utah can. For example, start with some of the family favorites. Horseback riding, ATV rides, or a round of world-class golf. Then begin to discover history. Bear Lake features the Butch Cassidy Museum, the Wilford Woodruff Home, even the National Oregon-California Trail Center. Okay, so maybe there's a bit more adventure in you, and you want to press the envelope a little. Well, get exploring with caves and wildlife viewing. The Minnetonka Cave, Paris Ice Caves, and the Bear Lake National Wildlife Refuge are great places to start.
But how about activities that just make you smile? Well, Bear Lake offers a zip line, tubing, there's even axe throwing. And even though the alerts are winding down, all safety precautions will be followed, including the use of masks, hand sanitizing, and social distancing. For opening dates and details, visit bearlake.org. That's bearlake.org. Presented by the Bear Lake Convention and Visitors Bureau.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. New hopes for herd immunity soon, at least in some parts of the country, against the coronavirus. Here's ABC's Michelle Franzen.
It has been one of the great hopes ever since the first COVID shot went into the arm. The idea of herd immunity. Enough of us protected against the virus that everyone is protected.
I don't know if we're going to hit herd immunity or not, and I don't mean to be flippant, but I don't know if I care. What I care about is let's get the virus under control. Let's get our lives back. And I'm pretty confident we can do that.
Dr. Ashish Shah is the dean of the School of Public Health at Brown University.
The goal here is if we can get 70-80% of Americans vaccinated, we may or may not hit herd immunity. But what we will do is get this virus under such low levels that basically our lives will go back to normal.
One step along that path, the expected approvals soon to come for the Pfizer vaccine to be used in emergency use with kids between the ages of 12 and 15.
I have two 12 to 15 year old, like two kids in that age range, and I'm going to get both of them vaccinated. They're both excited to get vaccinated. The data on safety is really, really good. I'm very confident in this.
For what it's worth, Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. New Zealand is hitting the pause button on their travel bubble with Australia. Flights from Sydney will be temporarily suspended after new cases were detected there. The bubble has been in place for about 3 weeks. IBM says it has created the world's smallest microchip. It's about the size of a fingernail and could slash the amount of energy required for computing. Steel prices are on the rise. The reopening of the economy is driving prices. They are up from about $460 last year to $1,500 a ton. That is a record high. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 210 points, sitting at 34,759. S&P 500, it's up by 30. The NASDAQ, it's up by 117 points. Scientists are hoping for the best, but they're planning for the worst as a free-falling rocket plummets to the Earth. But this isn't the first time that space junk has entered the atmosphere. ABC's Lionel Moise has the story of a space junk survivor.
In 1997, a Tulsa woman, Lottie Williams, was exercising in the park when she was hit on the shoulder by a 6-inch piece of blackened metallic material. Turns out it was a discarded piece of a Delta II rocket. She was not hurt, fortunately, and scientists say the odds of being hit by a piece of falling space junk are about 1 in a trillion. One reason there's concern now over the piece of China's carrier rocket is that it's 23 tons. Officials monitoring as there's potential it could fall on a populated area or that debris could hit an airplane. Lionel Moise, ABC News.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.